Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by.
So, what did you get out of the message at church yesterday? What portion of scripture did your preacher use, and what was the challenge? How can you apply it to your life today? If you would have been at the cross in Fort Wayne, Indiana yesterday, I reminded people, regardless of what's going on, God's in charge. He was yesterday, he is today, and he will be forever. Don't get distracted by all the crazy stuff going on in the world today. Lean solely on Almighty God. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, my friend. God is taking care of business, and he's going to use it for your good, whatever's happening in your life, and his glory. Good, bad, ugly, God is in charge. Be patient, and remember Joseph. Good reading in Genesis chapter 50. That was our challenge. God is so good. I'm glad I'm saved today. How about you?
Well, there you are, Scott and John and Gail and Fred. That is fantastic.
Just some of the new Facebook folks that have joined us as friends over the weekend. Good to have you on board. Oh, you're not yet? Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Let's be friends.
What in the world is going on? It's all we've heard about for the last few days, but it's over. The funeral for the Queen. Everything got started at 6 a.m. our time and ended at 11 o'clock today. Queen died at 96 years of age on September the 8th at Balmoral Castle in Scotland, reigning for 70 years, 214 days. The longest reign of a female in history. King Charles taking over, the globalist. We'll see where that one goes. By the way, so many things on the internet you can read about the faith of Queen Elizabeth. Pretty outstanding. Well, did you watch 60 Minutes last night? And Joe Obama, the first time that he's had any kind of a news conference, Trump used to hold them about every day, his first one in 7 months. And he says he's okay. Everything is fine. His mind, everything working as good as it ever has. I wonder if he really believes that or it's politics. One thing, watching him, I was thinking, you know, this is amazing. Sounds pretty smooth overall. I don't know how he was prepped or what went on before that. 60 minutes interview that went on, and lie after 50 years in politics. They really do need to limit things in so many areas, don't they? After 50 years, you become an expert liar. Who's the father of lies leading this guy anyway? Everything's under control. Said the pandemic, the plandemic, is over. Well, thank you, Joe. You just got billions of dollars out of us and our tax dollars with all the stuff surrounding the plandemic. Good grief. Yeah, I continue to ask, are we going to be able to make it another couple of years with this clown in the Oval Office? Joe Obama Biden. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. They're doing it. They're investigating her. U.S. Department of Defense said it was reviewing, oh, the good word, they're reviewing a woke diversity chief after Fox found that she posted disparaging posts about white people. The Chief Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Officer, Department of Defense, her name, Kalisha Wing, described herself on Twitter as a woke administrator and said that she was exhausted at these white folks in their professional development sessions. I'm so exhausted. I can't believe people think that black people can be racist too. I had to stop this whole thing and give Karen a disparaging comment about white people. You're called Karen. I had to give Karen the business. We are not the majority. We don't have the power here. Oh, my. Some of the nonsense going on today. Good grief, Johnny Brown. Calling Dr. Fauci. Where are you, Dr. Fauci? He's complained that conspiracy theorists have hindered his ability to combat over the last couple of years the pandemic. But a former buddy, CDC director, says his old friend Tony, that's what he calls him, and other federal health officials are part of a, well, they're part of a conspiracy. Amen. His name, Robert Redfield, said in an interview he told Fake Chi at the beginning of this whole thing, he was very concerned with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director ignored the evidence that the pandemic originated in a lab in Wuhan, China, which Fake Chi had his hands knee-deep in. I told Tony that I'm very concerned that he was championing the theory that it came from animals somehow. I told him there's another theory out there, that it came from a laboratory. Didn't want to hear it. Fake Chi repeatedly has claimed under oath before the United States Congress he never funded gain-of-function research. Another liar. Dr. Fake Chi, he did indeed fund gain-of-function research in China. Wow, what a world in which we live. The new America. A flood of... Yep.
Facebook friend sent this. I think it's the attitude of so many people. It's a confusing world today, but keep in mind, Satan is the author of confusion. Politics? What do you think about politics? I distrust all politicians, even my own party. It's like they put us in a position whereby we have to choose the lesser of two evils, and then they go ahead and appoint whomever they had planned to all along. All my years, I have avoided politics, and in essence, I've been wearing blinders, living in a fantasy world of my own making. I understand this woman is from France, and, well, she thinks they were the good people. Finding out some things today. Believing the United States, China, Russia, England were the only greedy, scheming liars in the world. All this stuff just sickens me. And now I'm finding out about the truth of this greedy, scheming, lying world of politics. That just about sums it up, doesn't it? More news right after this. Good news. I need good news. Hey, you know, David's heartfelt cries for help fill the Book of Psalms. His prayers are a blend of request and worship that recall the Lord's greatness and His power and His protection. Praying with a recognition of God's amazing attributes will remind you that He has the wisdom and the strength and the compassion to meet every need you have. Where can I go from your spirit was the question. Where can I flee from your presence? Psalm 139, verse 7. God, you know, is everywhere. He's not limited by time or space, which means that we have never been away from His awareness for so much as a single microsecond. Even when you feel like you're isolated and friendless, you're not alone. God's presence covers the world, and don't forget it. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. Psalm 147, verse 5. This is good. God knows everything. Like when you're about to pray, He's already aware of the feelings and the needs we're about to mention. You can be certain that when you ask for direction, He'll provide clear guidance. With God, there's no variation, no shifting. James 1:17, God's character is constant. And since we can always trust that He's going to be faithful and reliable and merciful, today we can place our confidence in Him in every situation. And don't forget it.
Business news, stubborn inflation continues to bring pain as it chips away at consumers' buying power everywhere you go. It's awful today. But the impact could be more far-reaching as the high cost of living upends Americans' plans for their golden years. Listen up, senior citizens. Dr. David Phipps argues in his latest book, Inflation, The Silent Retirement Killer, that decades of unchecked government spending, coupled with the actions of the Federal Reserve, makes today's inflation inevitable and warns that investors must adjust and prepare for the long haul. Do you know that over 80% of all Americans live paycheck to paycheck? Wow, what is this going to do? I can't, but how could a bag of potatoes be $6.99? I'm telling you, I freak out every time I go to the grocery store. Hey, let's go down to Disney in Florida. Well, that ain't going to happen. So when's the last time you went to Disney World, Disneyland? I have never been there, but I know so many people that have. I was just thinking today, Greg, when was the last time you were on vacation? What is that? Anyway, let's get back to Disney. What is going on? What are you talking about, Greg? They say the not-so-magic kingdom is having problems. A majority of self-described Disney World enthusiasts, thousands of them, say the Florida theme park has lost its magic due to the skyrocketing prices there. A study from gambling website Time to Play surveyed a couple of thousand Disney World enthusiasts, and of those, 68% reported the price hikes make them feel like the theme park has lost it. A whopping 93% reported they believe the high cost of the park has made a vacation out of reach for the average family. Now get this and kind of compare here. A ticket for Disney World's Magic Kingdom back in 1971, $3.50, $3.50. When adjusting for that inflation, that would mean tickets today should cost about $25.60 each. Instead, for one Disney World park range from somewhere of $109 up to $159 a day. That according to the latest study. And that, like everything else in America, is just crazy. Quick, I need a good news story. Got one right here. Many people have taken interesting paths in order to get into medicine. From mechanic to doctor? Really? Dr. Carl Allaby? Allaby's journey to being a doctor started with a dream he had as a child in East Cleveland, Ohio. Something he never forgot about, even when he opened, get this, his own auto repair shop. While thinking about the things we hold dear to our hearts, I think our health, of course, our families, our friends, our cars, they rank high on this list, said Allaby. When all of these things fail us or we suffer loss, emotions run high, and life as we know it can be turned upside down. Well, that's for sure. But the journey for this longtime auto mechanic in Cleveland to a dedicated doctor was far from easy. He grew up in a small suburb, the East Cleveland, in the mid-70s, one of the few areas where his parents could afford to buy a home. Decent-paying jobs were difficult to find, so his minister dad started working as a door-to-door salesman while his mom stayed home to raise the family, which included five siblings. Man, he said they were on welfare, oftentimes didn't have food, went without lights, gas, water, all of that stuff. His message, and it's a good one, it's a good news story. At 51 years of age, hey, follow your dream. Don't give up. Never, ever give up. The auto mechanic finally made it. Dr. Allaby, Cleveland, Ohio. A tip of the hat. Well, at the cross yesterday, I talked about the voice of God. Something really, struck me as of late. Do we really hear the voice of God? And how do you hear the voice of God? Part of that was an 8-minute video presentation of a lawyer who was up in Anchorage, Alaska, when the pastor thought he could save this guy some money and fly him as opposed to taking a commercial airline flight. And no more did they get in the air, got up in the clouds, and the pilot passed out. I'm telling you, it's an incredible 8-minute story. You can get it on YouTube, Alaska, a lawyer. Just put that together, and you got to hear this thing. One visiting family from Tucson, Arizona said, give me the link to that so I can tell my pastor we need to show this to our church in Tucson. It really is gripping, my friend, and something you will want to hear. It'll change you in some ways and certainly get you thinking about my sheep hear my voice. How many sheep are out there? That's a very good question. My voice, I want to hear it. Don't you?
At the most popular post on Greg Patton's Facebook page today, real simple, he's coming. Maybe today. Are you ready? That's a great question. So, are you? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do it today. Today is the day of salvation, and the angels will be rejoicing in heaven, and we'll be pretty excited here at Greg Patton Ministries, too.
Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. You just tuned in. Is this your first time? Hello, world. News, information, comment, opinion, all that stuff every day at this time. We're so glad you're here. So grateful for your prayers, telling others about the broadcast, supporting us financially. Many of you do. It's a joy. And with the added things of Southwest Radio Church and preaching around the country, all kinds of things happening, pastoring the church here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Cross. Busy, busy, busy. We'll throw in 5 grandkids and, well, you hear it every day. Thank you for praying for us. I'm so excited for the opportunity to come to you via the radio, World Wide Web, every day at this time. Tell others about the broadcast. Join me on Facebook. I'm missing some of you. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. What a blessing God has afforded us here at Greg Patton Ministries. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I need a revival and spiritual renewal for the church, a revival, or for you individually. You can have one, you know. The lessons of history are to serve us as we will observe and learn. Revivals and renewals bear striking similarities from the Old Testament to today. Acts 4:23 through 37 and Colossians chapter 3. Hey, you know, Scripture shows us God's people, you and I, go through periods of spiritual renewal. Sure we do. And periods of spiritual decline. We might think of these times like waves, troughs, mountains, and valleys in life. That's your history. You're not high all the time. You're not in the pit all the time. Try to stay down the middle. Pretty hard to do. During a renewal, during an awakening, there will not only be a great reviving of Christians, but also a large impact on the problems of society today. I think we're seeing it politically. How did this guy get in the White House, and how's he doing so many things for the conservative, for the Christian especially? The renewal can last for many years, as did the second Great Awakening in America, or it can be rather brief, as it was in the Third Awakening in the late 1850s. You know, when the winds of renewal have passed, the church may enter a period of lethargy, possibly going on for many years, and those cycles have already been repeated many times during the 2,000 years of our church history. It's not only that the Spirit of God cannot sustain the higher life for the Christian. Rather, now get this, the Spirit allows times of decline to cause His people to pray for growth and for power to get our attention. Back in the Old Testament, renewal came to the Israelites under King Jehoash in 2 Kings 11 and 12, King Hezekiah, 2 Kings 18, King Asa, 2 Chronicles 15, and especially under King Josiah, that 8-year-old king. That is an amazing story. I've preached it many times from 2 Kings 22 and 23. Awakening came at the time of Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, during the return there from exile in Babylon. Read Ezra 5 and 6. And, of course, Nehemiah, another great portion of encouragement for all of us. Nehemiah 8, 9, 13, the governor of Judea and the rebuilding of Jerusalem. In New Testament times, awakening came upon God's people at Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, we read yesterday, the pouring out of the Spirit set a pattern that we'll see in later awakenings. You read of a renewal that prepared the infant church for the fierce persecutions that were going to come. Spiritual awakenings, whether in biblical or church history, manifest patterns that are very similar, often strikingly so. And we're going to talk about 5 big things that you can notice in a revival and making the church great again. But before that, I thought we would do a little test. Do you live your life with this attitude, if it's good for me, then it's good? Is your life even 1% error? I often say that Satan doesn't care if you're 99% biblical as long as you give him 1%. Now, that's kind of scary. Is your spiritual life today in neutral? God wants victors, not victims. He wants overcomers, not those that are overwhelmed. Troubleshooting your Christian life, how you doing in that walk? Here's a couple of questions that might determine that. Do I constantly rely on Almighty God? Do you really, or is it only in times of trouble and heartache?
Am I working hard at pleasing Almighty God? That's a great question for every Christian listening today. Do I really want to obey Jesus Christ? Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly as the Lord commands and doing it angrily or happily, obeying Christ. Am I learning anything from the Bible? You should every day. What did you get out of the Word today as an example? What did you hear from God on Sunday at your church or Sunday school lesson? Do I put into practice then what I learn? Am I applying it? I ask my church that at the invitation every Sunday. You going to do it this week? Something that God spoke to your heart about? You going to do anything with it, or is it the same old, same old? Have I given up in some areas of my life? Am I building aspects of God's character into my life? Am I a good disciple, in other words? Do I have a love for my fellow believers, those people who sit with me in church? We talk constantly about the big five for a Christian: reading your Bible daily, praying daily, serving God somehow daily, fellowshipping, loving my fellow believers, and being in church on Sunday. Am I willing to, oh, this is so hard for me. Am I willing to love my enemies? Let's think about that one. God said we're supposed to, and I oftentimes say I have other thoughts for my enemies, and loving isn't in the equation. Yeah, it just shows the flesh is really strong there yet. Am I combating the flesh, the world system, lust of the flesh, the pride of life? How are you doing in the troubleshooting here? One more. Am I resisting Satan and his demons in the power of the Holy Spirit? God doesn't want you to sink. Oh, no. He wants you to soar, my Christian friend. So the question remains, how are you doing? So, you think it's true? I've witnessed it. That revival will come, preceded by a time of spiritual depression, apathy, gross sin, in which a majority of nominal Christians are hardly different from the members of society in the New America, and the church seems to be asleep. One of the things that fascinated me in the evangelical awakening led by John Wesley and George Whitefield aroused the English conscience, and by direct political pressure and action, cured many of the ills of society at that time. This is a fascinating time to live. We need a revival, individually and collectively, don't you think? And finally, here's a negative on apartment living. My wife and I did that for a number of years. In fact, the first 22 years of our marriage. So that way of life means little privacy. One woman said, I realized that one day when my kitten was running around the bedroom, climbing onto shelves, into the dresser. And as I was getting ready for work, I finally exploded at the kitten and said, you better sit down right now. You're getting on my nerves. And a second later, a voice came from upstairs saying, okay. Really, the wall seemed to be really thin in those apartments. Oh, it's just one more part of living in today's world. Hey, here's an idea. Don't recommend it. Getting out of paying your bill. Hey, the plumber says, why didn't you pay your bill for the work I did there last Friday? Guy replies, well, it was not what you quoted me. The plumber said, well, I didn't give you a quote. Well, yes, you did. When I asked you what day you could come, you said you were free on Friday. Thank you for being with us on Hello World today. News, information, comment, opinion, a little bit of everything, every day, right here. Tell a friend about the broadcast. Join me on Facebook, Greg G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I will love you. And that's the way it is, Monday, September 19th, 2022. God bless. Enjoy the remainder of your Monday.